I just wanted to quickly say that that is fake news. That's fake news.
It is fake news.
Whoever said that, I do not hate him at all. In fact, I thought he was a really highly effective president. That is completely separate and apart from me wanting him or not wanting him to be the next nominee. Do you understand that I can still appreciate what he's done and not hate him, but also not want him to run? Those things can be happening all at the same time. So just to clarify.
Right. I could come up with some sort of a metaphor or I haven't had enough coffee. I just haven't. I'm not there yet. But I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, I don't, you know, it goes in line with the whole, I don't want to marry him, you know, but I think he was a great president thing. You know, that's kind of where she's at there, you guys. That's where she's at. And that's okay.
I don't hate him at all. Mm-mm.
There's no hatred. Now I will tell you that Mock hated his tweets more than I did.
Yeah, well, some of them, yeah, I really hated them.
I enjoyed them thoroughly. I enjoyed them. I actually was like, what's he going to tweet today? She would be like, oh God, what's he going to tweet today? Oh my God.
Well, some of them I love.
Therein lies the difference. Therein lies the difference between Mock and myself. So we were a little different there. But I think that's pretty typical of the average American. You know, some average, how about the average conservative? You know, some conservatives were like, yay, what's he going to tweet today? And then some conservatives were like, oh my God, what's he going to tweet today?
Yeah. I didn't even care that they were mean. I cared about when he shot himself in his own foot. That his like self-inflicted wounds were the ones that I hated all the time. But like the mean ones always kind of made me giggle a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have lots to get to. But first, want to remind everybody that if you have been overeating, perhaps for Easter or whatever, and you feel like you need a little bit of a reset, you can always do what we do, which is to kind of go back to our Nutrisystem plan and just recalibrate a little bit, remind ourselves, here's what an actual portion is supposed to look like, and not overdo it, and enjoy, frankly, some of the delicious meals that Nutrisystem offers. All of their food is so, so good. And you can get it at 50% off. If you get on a Nutrisystem plan, you can get 50% off your plan at Nutrisystem.com/chicks. Check out all the different plans that they have on their website, Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
And make sure that you guys are following this podcast. You have subscribed and you are following this podcast and you're telling your friends about it. If you haven't done that, do it. You can take us and you can put us in your pocket if you miss this podcast in the morning, because a lot of people can't get up this early. It's really hard. I get it.
It is. It's tough.
I totally get it.
It's a little bit tough. Okay. So 3 days ago, what is today? This is the 25th. 4 days ago. 4 days ago, Elon Musk, I guess, put in like a different, like he said to Twitter, hey, Twitter. I have the means of paying for this deal that I've offered you. So it's time to really super extra consider it. And apparently now, I just read today that Twitter is, in fact, super extra, really, truly considering his offer. And so there was some hullabaloo over the weekend because Elon Musk trolled Bill Gates in the meanest way possible. I'm going to show it to you. Here it is. So. He said,
I love this. I love it.
It says at the caption he put is, in case you need to lose a boner fast. And so that was the first tweet. This was on Saturday, Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. And then immediately after that, he said, look, here's the shadow ban council reviewing the tweet. Dying. Okay, so then though, I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday? He had this really, really it was yesterday. He wrote this tweet that just says moving on. And everybody lost their minds and they were like, oh my God, he's gonna leave. He's not gonna do the Twitter thing. He's totally abandoning the whole idea. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But then he clarified 3 hours later that he was moving on from making fun of Bill Gates for shorting Tesla while claiming to support climate change action. So
can you imagine being a person where people are like hanging on your every tweet like that? I mean, seriously, like you just say moving on and people are like, oh my God, the world is collapsing. Yeah, it's like, huh, I can't, that'd be exhausting.
It, right, like you have to think through every word because people are hanging on it. You have to think through how will this be interpreted? And obviously he didn't expect that everybody was gonna freak out and think he meant he was backing out of the Twitter deal. And also hilarious on Twitter was this. It's David Hogg, that ridiculous, sniveling little Harvard jerk. He wrote, and you're going to appreciate this a lot. He wrote, "I'm working on setting up an LLC right now, and this whole process is stupidly complicated and expensive. The government would be making it easy for people to start companies, not hard. And there shouldn't be this many regulations and paperwork to work across state lines."
Dude, you're a conservative. Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to being a conservative. Can you move in?
Oh my God. Now do 2A, David. Now do 2A.
Right.
What the hell? Oh my God. Oh, wait, look, David. David is growing up. Oh, look. Look at David becoming an adult. Wow.
Can you even?
He's going to start paying. He's going to start paying his own bills, and he's going to be like, "What are these taxes? Who's FICA? Who's FICA? Who's that? Why do I have to give money to FICA? This is unfair." Yeah. Okay. Welcome to adulthood, David. Good Lord.
He wants fewer regulations, you guys.
He wants that, you guys. He wants fewer of those. He's going to, and in a small business, isn't this like his, because remember he started that pillow company and it went wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Now he's like, he's starting this company and he's like, wait, that the government's going to come and be like, "We're going to go ahead and take 34% of what you make." Go ahead and take, we'll take that from you. Thanks so much. Thanks.
But then, like, do you remember when you and I started our LLC? It took like a half an hour, and I don't even think it cost us anything at the time, and it was a piece of cake. That's why when I read that, I was like, dude, you're at Harvard Business School, and you're having trouble setting up an LLC? What are they teaching you other than your gender over there?
It's David Hogg. We're talking about David Hogg. I mean, it's not like they let him in because he was smart, Mark. They let him in because he's David Hogg, you know? They don't let people in because they're smart anymore. I mean, this is not what colleges are all about anymore. They're like, "Oh, you're Ashley Judd? We'll give you a degree from this college because, you know, you're Ashley Judd." This is what they do now. Colleges are a joke, an absolute joke.
Unfortunately, that is accurate. I know last week we had like two separate clips. We had one of Greg Gutfeld making fun of Chris Wallace. We had a whole separate one of Tucker making fun of like the whole CNN Plus. But now it's Tucker and Greg Gutfeld together, which it's like even more of the snark, like just on full blast. Look at this.
Tucker, I got two questions for you. Number one, quite obviously, you're on Fox Nation. This is a special. Fox Nation is a streaming success.
Yes.
Now that CNN Plus is defunct, has Fox Nation considered rehiring Chris Wallace for Fox Nation? We could probably get him at a discount. And I've seen that he interviews a lot of very interesting people. That's my first question.
We had a meeting about it this morning in my office.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, no, he just failed. And then one of my producers goes, "You know, he's Mike Wallace's son." Done. He's got to be good.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh,
brutal,
my God.
Brutal, man.
They are brutal. They will milk that as long as they can milk it. They will just keep milking it until it is like beyond dry. They're going to keep going with that. Poor Chris Wallace.
God bless him. Pat, 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 pat.
Poor Chris. Poor Chris.
It's very, very sad for Chris Wallace.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart, indeed. Okay, I have no context for the clip of Biden that I'm about to show you. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Visiting angels, America's choice, home care. There's your context. There it is. I just provided it.
Well, because the thing is that what he says is so weird, but it's not even about what he says. The point is, you're going to see in the span of, I don't even, less than 30 seconds, you're going to see the creepy whisper Biden come back. It's been a while, right? It's been a hot minute since we saw creepy whisper Biden.
Get vaccinated.
Right. Where he like, right in the mic. So he does that. And then the next breath starts yelling. You know how he does that? Like he goes from the whisper to the yelling.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
I had to clear to my friends up in Nantucket in that area. I don't want to hear any more about you don't like looking at them. They're pretty. But seriously, it's incredible the breakthroughs that are making. Once you tell a nation that we can do this, go do it. It's amazing what happens.
Back off, old man. Back off.
Why does he do that? It's so freaking weird.
Well, I do know. Visiting angels.
America's
choice in honking.
Anyway, and the creepy whisper was extra creepy that time.
It was. He is just creeping up. Can you imagine how creepy he's going to get over the next couple of years?
Oh,
it's going to be so creepy. It's going to be, they're going to start setting it to the music. The joint, joint, joint. It's going to get so bad, you guys.
And speaking of the demise of CNN Plus, it was what, 3.5 weeks, I think it lasted, something along those lines. But Brian Stelter is trying to,
she can't even get it out. She can't even get it out.
Yeah, because Brian Stelter says it's too soon to be able to tell if in fact it was a failure. You got to hear it for yourself. Just watch.
Have you seen anything like this happen before in the media business?
No. I mean, no. And first of all, I think I'm making history right now. I've never been on a program talking about the demise of that program.
Well, we probably have more viewers now than ever before because there's so much curiosity. Let me try out a theory on you, Matt, which is it's too early to know if this product, if this service was a success or a failure. You got all the haters today saying this thing was a failure. I don't know if we can even ever assess that because it just simply didn't have enough time because of the management's change in direction. And at the end of the day, if you buy something, if you buy a giant media company, you get to do whatever you want with it. But it does mean there's a lot of suffering for employees and, frankly, disappointment among subscribers as a result.
Wow. God, how does he have a job? I don't understand how these people have jobs. Somebody thought that guy looks like he should be on television telling people things. Let's give him a job and pay him a lot of money. Wow. God.
Well, but listen, there was a management change. So we may never know if CNN Plus was a success or not. We may never know.
I know. Oh, my.
Can you just even believe that he said that?
My 12-year-old knows. My dogs know. They know.
Oh, Brian Stelter, he may want to think about adding some physical gold to his financial portfolio. And I'm just saying, you know, because if he has this much trouble recognizing what is and isn't a success, or what is and isn't a failure, maybe he should just be hedging his bets, right? Like he should just have some extra assurances.
He should hedge all the things. He should just be hedging everywhere. Just hedge it all. Hedge it.
Hashtag hedge it.
Just hedge it, Brian.
Well, and if he were smart, which let's face it, he is not. But if he were smart, he would consider investing with Acre Gold, which is our favorite way of using a layaway service, if you will, to buy physical gold that we then get sent to our homes and can store in our homes, at our safety deposit box, wherever we can have and hold actual physical bars of gold. And it's a pay as you go. You can pay as little as $50 a month or $250-$500 a month till you earn bars of gold and then you can store them at home. It's the greatest way to buy gold ever for us. It just makes a huge amount of sense. Highly recommend it. You can just visit getacregold.com/chicks and you can start investing immediately. Check it out. Check it out right now.
And you should also check us out on Locals at chicksontheright.locals.com.
Speaking of Brian Stelter, I don't know who the guy is that Joe Rogan had on his show to talk about Brian Stelter, but they are so hilariously mean about him that you just have to see it. Look at this.
If Jon Stewart thinks you're a piece of shit, I'm going to listen.
Right.
You know? But if Brian Stelter doesn't like you,
I
that doesn't mean anything to
me. One of my rules, I try and never be mean about people because of their appearances. But a friend of mine said to me the other day, do you know how old Brian Stelter is? And I said, I don't know, 50, 56 or something. He said, look it up on your phone. He's like 34 or something. Yeah,
something nuts.
I couldn't stop laughing for the rest of the evening. I just couldn't stop laughing. I don't know what... everything about the guy is strange. Everything about
Very strange. His pattern of communication is so strange. It's like... do you listen to other people?
Yeah.
They talk very differently than you.
Yes, he has that,
Yeah. And also, Crystal Ball from Breaking Points was making fun of him the other day. She's like, why does he sit like this? Because you ever notice? He sits like this. Douglas Murray has a book out. It's called The War on the West, and it's terrible.
Who was that guy? We don't know who that guy is.
I don't know. I loved him, though.
Pretty funny. I laughed the rest of the evening. The rest of the evening, I laughed.
Because he's so proper. You know what I mean? Like, he's so, I don't want to mention anyone's appearances.
I don't want to be mean or difficult with anyone because I am British. And I park in a garage. That's what I do.
Oh, my God. That just absolutely cracked me up. Okay, so I saw this and I was like, there's no freaking way that is Robert Downey Jr. Apparently, my husband was telling me that he has been on a plant-based diet for the past year and that has exacted a toll on his body. And now, so I showed her this picture. I was like, do you know who this is? And she was like, probably somebody from high school. And I was like, no, that's Robert Downey Jr. And now I want to eat an entire cow in one sitting, because look, you guys.
Look at him.
Look. What in the world?
That's Robert Downey Jr., you guys. And it's true. I mean, like, she sent me a video, and he's talking, and it's Robert Downey Jr. That's Robert Downey Jr. That is a Marvel character. That's him. He's a superhero. I couldn't believe that. I had to really, like, make sure that she was telling the truth about that yesterday. I was like, that's not right. That cannot be him.
I had to make sure I was telling the truth.
I couldn't believe that. And it's just a year. I mean, not dissing veganism, because I was a raw vegan for a year of my life, like back in the day. My hair fell out, but I mean, I was a raw vegan nonetheless.
It was fine. It's a great choice.
Totally fine. It was fine. I mean, at the end of that year, I ate an entire chicken. I felt completely better, but I'm just saying I did it for a year. And I was, because I wanted to do it just to see what it was like. But I'm just saying, wow, like that, he looks like a completely different human being.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And did he say why he did it? Did he say it because of like, was it because of?
No, I didn't go back that far to like look into the whole history of why he did that. Because the videos that I watched of him in that shirt so that I could make sure it was him were not about that. It's about like some new project that he's involved with, but it has nothing to do with his diet or his own transformation. So I don't know about that. I just know that is what he looks like right now. And I could not recognize him. I just cannot believe that that's him. I know the first thing that you said to me, I sent her the picture and I told her who it was. And she was like, I got to sit down.
I mean, I did. I mean, I sat down. I was like, there's no way this is Robert Downey Jr. There's just no way. Cause I will admit, I think he was kind of cute. I mean, I thought he was kind of hot before, you know, probably a little too short for me, but kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Is he short? I thought he was like 5'9", 5'10".
He's pretty tiny. I thought he was like 5'7", 5'8". Maybe he was, maybe I'm wrong about the 5'7", 5'8" thing. Cause I would have probably towered over him. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't mind towering over a man. If he were in fact my husband, that's fine. It's fine. The towering is fine. I could tower. It's fine. But I just, you know, my point is that I thought he was an attractive man. It's just that when I saw him in that picture, I thought, is he sick? Like, is there something wrong? You know, but he's not in fact sick. He is just vegan. Cheers to veganism. I'm going to go eat some cow today.
I'm going to eat all the cows.
Right.
All the cows. We should mention before I forget, a couple of like just things that are of importance that happened over the weekend. First, Emmanuel Macron reelected as president of France. And now Ron Klain, who is Biden's chief of staff, is using Macron as an example of how Biden can win reelection, even though his approval rating is so low. Because Macron also was enjoying a 36% approval rating. People couldn't stand him. But then the person running against him was Marine Le Pen, who's very extreme in a lot of ways. And it was not close. It was closer of an election result, but not close. So he easily beat her. And so now Ron Klain is like, see, That's how Joe Biden can win. You put up a Trump again, and that's exactly what will happen, is that Biden will win again, even though people hate him, because they see the choices as both so unpalatable that they'll just go with Joe again. So that's their spin.
Macron also posed with the shirt open, right? On the member with the, isn't he the one?
And he's very furry.
Right. So, I mean, I just hope Biden doesn't do that.
Please, God, no.
We don't want him on a couch with like his shirt open. You know, Biden will be like, visiting angels.
No.
Yeah, it'll be really, we don't want that. Joe, don't do that.
Please, no. Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to see that, okay?
Nobody.
Listen, I mean, but you're right, because if you give people a choice of a crap sandwich or a crappier sandwich, people right. are going to be like, I guess I'll just eat the crap sandwich. I mean, because right. I don't want a double crap sandwich. So that's, you're right. I mean, people are going to choose the less crappier sandwich. But if we have a sandwich without crap on it, then
or
obviously.
Just a new sandwich, right?
Right.
An unknown sandwich.
Or maybe a salad or a bowl of soup or something. Maybe not a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something else, like a wrap or something.
Exactly. Something that hasn't been in office before as president. Maybe people just need a change in the food altogether. And they're just tired of sandwiches. I'm just saying, I would lap up some DeSantis soup is what I'm saying. I would lap that up.
Because, I mean, sandwiches are kind of old. You know, it's like everybody serves sandwiches. Maybe we need something new, like a smoothie.
Like a Ron DeSantis smoothie.
It's very smooth, you know, easily digestible. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's exactly right. Also of note is that Orrin Hatch, a former Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, died this weekend at the age of 88. He had served before he retired, what, like in two years ago, 2019, I think, or maybe it was a couple of years before that. 42 years as a senator. 42 years.
Wow.
That's almost as much as Joe Biden.
It's too much. It's way too much. I mean, God bless him for serving, but it's just too much time to do that. Mm-hmm. He should have been, yeah. I mean, I'll just keep my mouth shut after that. I just think it's too much.
It's entirely too much. Just want to make sure everybody knew and noticed that I am wearing my diamond alternative stud earrings from Lindenwald Fine Jewelers. Who, by the way, they've been around 54 years, these fine jeweling folks. And these are, I learned more about them. And so I know I talked about these earlier in the week, but I learned more about them. And so I wanted to make sure that people understand why they actually look so much more sparkly than actual real diamonds. It's because of the way they're cut. So apparently they have, 106 facets, or like those. Well, I mean, that's like what the name is of a cut.
Like the little pointy things, like the cuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have 106 of those, where your standard, regular, actual real diamond only has 58. So like almost double the number of actual points where you can get sparkle from, which is kind of a huge deal. And so I've actually been wearing these more than my real ones because they look so much better. And when I'm in the sunlight, it's like I'm blinding everybody in sight.
So between that and your teeth, people are really like, holy crap. Oh my God.
I mean, wow. You guys.
Here comes Mark. Yeah. Right. They are very, very pretty. I have a pair too. And usually I'm a hoop girl, but I have been wearing those a lot more. I do like those a lot. They're fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, they're just, I really, really love them.
And $79 is a great deal.
Right.
For a pair of diamond earrings. Yeah.
Because it's like a carat each. I mean, right. A carat each. So two total carats. And plus you get like if you are a sterling silver girl, like I am, you can get them in sterling silver on the back, or you can get what I learned is called gold vermeil, which is a sterling silver overlaid with gold. So you've got those two options. Each, whatever one you pick, it's only $79. That's $120 off of their normal price. So you can get them just in time for Mother's Day. I know if you're looking for something for mom, and moms can be tough to buy for, this is a great idea. You just need to go to DiamondXL.com, use code CHICKS120, and that's how you'll get them. It's free shipping. So $79, that's it for these gorgeous little things. Free shipping. Check them out, DiamondXL.com. Also, you remember the whole hullabaloo with Taylor Lorenz and Libs of TikTok that happened last week? So Brian Stelter, of course, had Taylor on to explain to us plebs who don't know any better what doxing really is. Because apparently, according to Taylor Lorenz, it's a word that has just been overused by people on the right. And it doesn't mean what we think it means or what it actually is defined as. When she does it, it's fine. Okay. So she's going to explain that to all of us peasants. Here we go.
Conservative supporters of this account said you were doxing the person. You're doxing them. So can you tell us how you actually define doxing and the difference between doxing and real reporting?
Yeah, of course. Well, the word doxing has been so devalued, and it just kind of is a buzzword now in the right-wing media. Doxing means revealing highly, highly personal, non-public information with the goal of harassment or sort of destroying someone's life. We absolutely did not reveal any personal information about this woman at all, remotely. And, you know, I know that sometimes reporting practices can seem foreign to people that aren't familiar with journalism, but this was very by the book and very benign. And the thing is, the right-wing media will lie, right? They kind of just will spin up these narratives. The goal is to sow doubt and to discredit journalism. And that is, you know, that is their agenda. And I think we need to be prepared for that and recognize those things for what it is. I mean, you know, Brian, so much of what I do is try and educate people about the mechanics of these online outrage cycles and harassment and sort of educate news organizations on how to cover it and how to understand bad faith attacks. And so I think it's really important as, you know, us members of the media who cover media to recognize bad faith attacks when they're levied.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's such a liar. It's unbelievable. Like, you can tell when she's talking, you're just like, lies, lies, lies.
Well, and it's so condescending, right? Like her whole tone about, well, we try to explain to people that don't understand what real journalism is. I mean, that's how she's talking. And she lies. And in fact, the Washington Post as a collective lies, because originally they linked in their story, they linked to the real estate license of this woman who had not yet been identified. So for her to say, oh, it was just public information. No one knew who she was. Until her story doxed her. And so for her to pretend like, oh, it's totally fine. It's on the up and up.
They're blowing this all out of proportion. It's a right-wing agenda. Yeah. It's like a bimbo eruption, Ma. That's right. Just an agenda. These right-wingers. Whatever. God. Yeah, you're trying to ruin somebody's life. You're using your platform to ruin somebody's life. That's what doxing is, you hag. My God. And meanwhile, you get on a show or on a podcast or wherever it was and start crying about how that stuff happens to you. You did that like what, 3-4 weeks prior?
I know. Isn't it amazing?
What a complete hypocritical hag. It's astounding. You guys, it's Monday. Monday.
It's Monday. We can do this. We got it. We got it. We can do this week.
We do. We got it. You guys, just bring it in. I hope everybody has big plans for today of Mondaying. And doing all the Monday things. We're gonna kick it. We're gonna kick it right in the face. We're gonna kick Monday right here, right in the face.
We're gonna crotch punch Monday.
We're gonna crotch punch it. That's right. We're gonna crotch punch it and then kick it in the face. You guys get ready to do it, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Special operations veteran and Florida congressional candidate Corey Mills joins me to explain what the Biden administration is covering up about the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also detail the depravity the Chinese Communist Party is inflicting on people it considers a threat to their regime and explain the latest revelations about the Russia hoax from John Durham. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.